Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Rob Hutchinson, the CEO, chairman, and president of BioAces Technologies. The company trades on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol BPI, and OTCQX, BIOAS. Thanks for joining us today there, Rob.
Thanks very much, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, please give us a history and overview there of the company for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Sure. Well, I think the easiest way to introduce BioAces is really to just say that we're a biotech or a biopharmaceutical company, and we're focused solely on the delivery of therapeutic compounds into the brain. So we don't actually make drugs, so to speak, but what we do is with our technology, which is a platform technology, we enable drug companies to deliver their therapeutic compounds to get them across the blood-brain barrier and into the brain tissue. The challenge for neurological medicine is that there is this very complex network of capillary network within the brain that actually protects your brain from toxins and from other harmful compounds from getting in. And one of these, so what it does do naturally is it blocks about 100% of the large biologic compounds that are used currently today to fight things such as cancer in your body. So if you've got an issue related to brain cancer, for example, this our technology can facilitate the transport of those large compounds that are currently blocked by the blood-brain barrier and enable them to get into the brain to be able to treat those types of diseases.
Right, and so in terms of that, what are some of the recent announcements you put out on that arena over the last couple months since we last spoke? I know you had an update there on the Transcend program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been able to show very broad utility of this technology, and this technology really is not something that we created. Actually, it's something that Mother Nature created. So what we've done is we've discovered this unique protein that has this capability to shuttle compounds and actually shuttles iron across the blood-brain barrier to feed your brain cells. So all we've done is we've sort of popped on the back of Mother Nature, and we use this pathway, so to speak, that enables us to get those compounds in. We've been able to deliver therapeutic dose in animals. All of our studies to date are done in animals. We are not yet in human trials, but we're advancing to that probably in the next year. So we've been able to show that we can deliver Herceptin, which is a compound used to fight HER2-positive breast cancer in the breast tissue. It's very successful, and women are seeing tremendous results from that. But one of the nasty side effects of the HER2-positive breast cancer is that it metastasizes, or the cancer itself migrates from the breast to the brain. And when it gets into the brain, this drug that's called Herceptin doesn't penetrate the blood-brain barrier, but we've been able to facilitate the delivery of that and see that it has tremendous results in the animal studies that we've been working on. So that's a major step forward, that if we can translate this to human, that these women that are essentially given a death sentence, there actually will be a potentially an effective treatment for them. We've also indicated and showed recently that we can deliver what's called an siRNA. And siRNA are actually the ability to silence overexpressed genes. And what happens when a gene becomes overexpressed or overexpresses, it produces protein which causes all sorts of things. And people suffering from MS, for example, they have a gene that is overexpressed. So if we can silence that gene, if we can bring it back down to normal, then maybe, possibly, that is an ability to be able to retard the disease or actually potentially cure it. So gene therapy is something that is very prominent within the pharmaceutical industry today, and it's really the host of looking at where these diseases start to manifest themselves. But siRNAs, this compound that you use to silence that gene, they don't cross the blood-brain barrier on their own. So you need a vector, you need a platform technology such as ours that can assist that therapeutic compound from getting there. And we've also been working in the area of lysosomal storage disease. These are rare diseases that impact, unfortunately, children. And when children develop these at a very early age, through their, again, probably an effective or a defective gene, the treatment for that is to get enzymes into certain compartments within your cells. And it works very well. Enzyme replacement therapy works very well in the periphery, in other words, everywhere but the brain, but the enzymes themselves don't cross the blood-brain barrier, and we've now shown quite effective delivery of enzymes to treat those, there again, rare diseases that unfortunately impact children.
Certainly, and what are some of the other key trends that you're focused on right now in the sector, and how's the company positioned to continue to capitalize?
Well, I think we've now exited out of the scientific phase of the company in development and proof of concept, and we're now emerging out into what we call a commercial phase, which is where we start to actually work with big pharma in relationships, business relationships, that we can take forward and start to commercialize the technology into the marketplace. And I think that's important because from an investor standpoint, we've now completed the majority of the research work, and it's now taking that research and actually starting to commercialize that. So we are in the midst of many discussions with very large pharmaceutical companies who are looking to utilize our technology to facilitate the delivery of their drugs into brain. So that's an exciting time, I think, and it's a time where we're going to see the company actually start to see the benefits and actually the rewards of all of that research that we've been doing for the past 6 or 7 years.
Great. And what are some of the key factors that you feel make your approach and your technology unique from some of the other players there in the sector?
Well, I think the fundamental difference, I would say, is that there again, as I mentioned, Mother Nature. It's better to use Mother Nature than to fool Mother Nature. And I think a lot of the technologies are attempts to fool the blood-brain barrier to sneak things across. And Mother Nature has a very interesting way of dealing with that. But in this case, and in our case, we're the only company that actually saw that there was an application where we could actually use Mother Nature to allow her to essentially deliver the compounds that are necessary to get across the BBB. So I think that is probably the fundamental difference between us and the competition. And so I think that's a key point. I would also say that our research probably is the only research out there today in this area where we've shown very efficacious models. In other words, we've actually seen that, albeit it's in animal models to date, we've actually shown that we can eradicate these problems within the brain and it reaches what they call therapeutic levels. So that, I think, is an important factor. So I would say that as far as maturity of the technology is concerned, I think, quite honestly, we probably are the most mature technology in this field currently today, and also the only one that is truly using Mother Nature to facilitate the passing of therapeutics into brain.
Great, and perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Rob, and talk a little bit about your management team once again for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Sure. I've got an extensive patent background or intellectual property background, and for the company, its assets really is our intellectual property. The patents that we've filed around our ability to utilize this, as I say, Mother Nature, or this protein that she developed to actually deliver therapeutics. So really that's from an investor's perspective and shareholders, our asset is those patents. So it's clearly needed a very strong driving force to make sure that What we had was a very strong intellectual property taking it forward. As far as our scientific team is concerned, we have scientists in Dr. Reinhard Gabethuller and Dr. Jeffries who are really forefathers of this industry and very much into the very early development and experts in the area of blood-brain barrier. And they're recognized in that capacity. So we certainly have an extensive scientific knowledge, breadth of knowledge and experience there. And I think also from a purely business perspective and from an intellectual property perspective, we are extremely adept in that area as well.
Great. And so what are some of the key goals and milestones that you're hoping to accomplish over the course of the next 6 to 12 months?
I think it's licensing agreements, one. I think it's entering into agreements where there are financial structured agreements established between us and some of our pharma partners where we advance it forward. We are also looking at taking one of our programs into the clinic ourselves, and that's the Herceptin project that I mentioned early on in this discussion. So I think those are key driving factors that I think shareholders and investors would look to see that we're expanding our relationships with pharmaceutical partners. In other words, we're starting to do collaborations. We're starting to work with big pharma. And I think we'll see a lot of those occurring in the next 6 to 12-month period of time.
Great. And as far as investors and the financial community are concerned, as you've had a joining of the OTCQX Top 50, do you believe that the company story, your message, and upside are completely understood and appreciated by them? And if not, what do you wish investors better understood?
Yeah, I think whenever investors look at companies like ours, there's always a question. How do they understand the science? How do they understand the how do they understand how this is going to make money? And they're certainly asked questions like that. And I think one of the things that we really, we can differentiate ourselves from some of those, it's a biotech. It's going to be 10 years into research and it's going to be, or 20 years and it's going to take, millions of dollars to accomplish. Well, I think we've already accomplished that. I think we're at the stage where we've reached those levels. It's pretty simple for an investor to say, I don't need to necessarily know how the science works. I just need to know that it does work. I know that when people suffer from brain cancer that, unfortunately, there's not a lot can be done for those patients. Why? Well, I've told you why. That's the blood-brain barrier. So that's pretty simple to understand. And then it is, if you have a solution to that, then potentially you have a solution to treat a whole host of central nervous system or brain diseases. And I think the opportunities, if you were to expand upon that, are quite great. And therefore, the opportunity for the company and for investors in the company is quite tremendous.
Certainly. And once again, joining us today is Rob Hutchinson, the CEO, Chairman, and President of BioAces Technologies Incorporated. The company trades on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol BTI, and as mentioned on the OTCQX, BIOAF, currently trading at 118 a share Canadian. Market cap is around 52 million Canadian. And before we conclude here, Rob, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
I think the fact that we are now exiting a sort of a scientific research phase and entering into a commercial phase is a key factor that people would be interested in looking at the company. As I mentioned, sometimes research takes a long time, but once you sort of pass through that evolutionary point in the life of your business and start looking into the commercial phase, that's when you can actually see a very tangible results in economic transactions being done between us and large pharma companies. So I think now is a very strong trigger point in the overall strategy of the company, and I think that will become quite evident and clear over the next number of months, six to 12 months.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Rob, and update our investor audience on BioAces. It was great as always to have you on.
Thank you very much, Juan.